This episode of How Was Your Run Today is sponsored by HealthIQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance.
To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/HWYRT or mention the promo code HWYRT when you speak with a HealthIQ agent.
Now, let's start the show. Brian, to set the scene of this very special episode of How Is Your Run Today, we are currently in your living room next to a fireplace. It's just you and me and social media guru Anna Brooks. Of course, the artist in residence, Andrea Bonnie Gould, is to your left.
In her residence.
And she's right. She's in her residence. We're all in her residence because you don't pay for anything. And there's a couple dogs walking around.
Who let them in here?
Who let the dogs in is what you're saying, if I hear you.
Well, maybe it's cold outside, so let the dogs in.
Oh, it's a challenging song now in this current climate. Challenging, challenging song.
My kids call that the creeper song.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
Not good. Let's not know.
Too topical?
Fine. Speaking of too topical, Brian, as people listen to this, we are already on the road. We've taken off. We're gone fishing. We're up Millinocket way.
If anyone is actually listening to this transmission, we are in a car headed up the highway to Millinocket. I am psyched.
Where are we going again?
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
Peter.
Yes.
We're on our way to Millinocket.
We are.
As is many, many hundreds of other runners.
Dare I say thousands?
You could dare that.
It might be true. We don't know. We haven't been there yet. We haven't seen it.
The on-street parking situation is going to be interesting.
There's going to be a lot of Uber.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of Uber.
200% more Uber and Lyft than last year, I think.
Okay. They have buses. That's all I know. I hope they have porta potties. I think there were like two porta potties last year. They're going to really need to. But you know what's funny? This is it's go with me on this, Peter. There's a point at which a race can't be quote unquote unsupported. Because if you have 2,000 people waiting for a race an hour before a race, they're going to have to go to the bathroom. And if there's only a couple of restaurants open and two porta potties, that's not enough. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. And my concern is that in a smaller way, a little something we called the Crankle 2K, where there were about 12 people running it last year.
Yeah.
At the time that we recorded this, there were like 70 people signed up.
And so, we didn't rent any porta potties. Well,
there's
folks.
No porta potties.
No. It's going to be dark, so if you need to use the
tree. It's a completely unsafe race. It's really dangerous.
You should have mentioned this earlier.
It's really dangerous, and it's just dark. And so to talk about unsupported, yeah, I hear that. So it will be interesting to see as this unfolds, what has this evolved into. We should warn people that friend of the show, award-winning filmmaker, Greg Shea will be there to document a great many things, including the Crankle 2K, and then, of course, the Millinocket Marathon itself.
The very tall Greg Shea will be there. Running with Cameras is his YouTube page.
He doesn't need the plug, Brian.
It's already getting accolades.
He's doing fine.
I think he's got four videos, Peter.
He's doing fine.
And he's doing really, really well.
He's very good. There'll be so many people there and so many friends of the show there. It's hard to count. It's hard to fathom. We'll be bringing the listening audience as much of that as we can over the coming weeks. I say weeks plural, Brian, because of course we're going to unfurl it slowly across two big weekends.
Do you want to unveil actually the plan for post-race? What's going to be happening? Where people can find us and where they can have their voices recorded and then hear them in a future show?
I do. Provided we all finish the half marathon, which I believe we will.
I don't see any reason why we
would. I see no reason why we would not. Around 1 p.m., we will be gathering at the Moose Drop Inn, the store down there on Penobscot Street, and we'll be setting up shop there from about 1 o'clock till about 4 or 5 p.m. And anybody who is finishing the race and walks down the street and wants to come visit us and maybe say hi to the people, get on the mic, we're more than welcome for that. And do you want to tell them about a little something we're selling?
Long sleeve tech shirts.
What color are they?
They're a beautiful, sporty gray. They're what you're going to want to wear either under other clothing or proudly displayed on top of base layers all winter long.
I'm excited because it has a logo on the front and the back, and they're different logos. And that makes me happy.
Both of those logos were designed by the artist in residence, Andrea Bonnie Gould.
I know, she's the best. For true fans of the show, Brian, who were lucky enough to acquire one of our earliest tech shirts, the short sleeve navy ones.
Yes.
They'll know that we did the hang 10 feet on the front upper left area with the main logo on the back, nice and big. These long sleeve tech shirts, these are our first long sleeves ever made. We've reversed that. We've put the main logo on the pectoral on the left and gone big old hang 10 feet on the back. They're phenomenal.
They're amazing. We also call that the breast, Peter. Not the pectoral.
I didn't want to say it again in this current climate.
No, I mean, that's like an actual haberdashery term.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Pectoral.
Okay, fine.
$30. Bring cash.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
help out.
Where does the money go?
Well, it goes to us, man.
One, it goes to pay for the shirts. And two, it goes to pay for the show.
Well, it pays for the shirt and pays for the show.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Pays for the shirt and pays for the show.
That's what I'm saying, that you said that. Pays for the shirt and pays for the show. Those are two things that need to be paid for.
$30. That's it.
Yeah.
Peter, speaking of cash money.
Talk about it, because here it comes, everybody. Sit on down.
We had this goofy idea that maybe people would sign up for the Crankle 2K, donate a few bucks to the Millinocket Public Library.
That's correct.
And we'd be able to, you know, give them a check for $100 or something if we pitched in most of it.
Right.
Because maybe we'd have this year 24 people.
No, I thought maybe a good 30. I thought a solid 30 might run.
Peter, what is that check looking at like right now?
I don't think there's any way we're not handing over $600 American dollars.
Oh my goodness.
To the Millinocket Public Library.
That's amazing. Thank you, everyone who signed up and donated.
That's very nice of everybody.
That is so far beyond anything I had imagined that this could possibly be.
It's completely ridiculous. I love it. Did you further know, Brian?
There's not much left for me to know.
That if you were to stumble by the Moose Drop Inn during Millinocket weekend...
You mean after I'd run 26 miles, I might stumble by the Moose Drop Inn, that's for sure.
You might. You can go in there and you can acquire a Millinocket shirt.
Yes.
And you can have many things added to the shirt.
Yes.
Including our logo on the sleeve.
What?
Yes. The lovely people at the Moose Drop Inn are allowing our silly logo to be applied to the fancy sleeves of their shirts.
Or anywhere on that shirt if you want. I might put mine on the back.
I guess. I didn't even know you could do that. Is that true?
Yeah, you put it wherever you want.
Sort of like...
So if you bought a race shirt from the Moose Drop Inn, one of the nice race tech shirts, I think mine is blue.
Yeah.
There's some other colors.
Yeah.
You can request for a pretty small fee.
Yes.
An HWYRT edition.
Yeah.
And you can put that on that shirt. I think you could put it wherever you want.
And it's an accent. You can do your own thing there. But did you know that when you pay that small additional fee to get our logo put on any of the shirts at the Moose Drop Inn, the money raised from that...
Goes straight into my pockets?
No, it does not, sir.
No, not indeed. It does
not. No, it is going to a local fuel company that gives oil to people in the area who can't afford the high price of fuel over the winter.
And this is a matter of major significance when you're talking about Millinocket, Maine, because it can get negative temperatures for days on end, dare I say weeks. I mean, if you run out of fuel and because you can't afford more, you're in major trouble.
You're in major trouble. So please, if you're hearing this and you're up in Millinocket for the weekend, stop by the Moose Drop Inn, spread some love, spread some cheer, spend some money. That's what I say.
That's why we're there to do, spend some money. Help that town out.
Brian, you and I aren't the only ones going up to Millinocket. As we said, we're joined by Anna Brooks, Andrew Bonnie Gould.
Well, Peter, I'm interested to hear Anna's expectations for her first half marathon.
I expect to finish. That's the biggest expectation. Anything beyond that would be awesome. But I'm anxious and excited and nervous. And I don't know what else I'm feeling. I'm feeling a whole jumble of things because I'm still getting over my knee injury. So I'm anxious about that, and I'm anxious about the cold. But I'm really excited because I've been doing all the training, and I feel like I've been putting in at least some of the time I should have been putting in. So
the nice thing about Saturday is that you will not be running alone.
True.
You're not only going to be shoulder to shoulder with folks, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with folks who you may even know. How exciting is that?
That is absolutely thrilling. I'm excited to see all our old friends. I'm excited to see all the new people that I've been seeing on the socials who are coming up just because we told them this is an awesome thing to come do. And they're coming to do the half, to do the full. There are people actually doing the full despite everything we've told them about it.
I hope they're all wearing these special windproof underwear.
They've gotten fair warning now, I think.
I'm fascinated to see out of the somewhat 2,000 maybe that could be there, what the breakdown's going to be between running the half and running the full, really.
If anybody listened to our Little Here show, there will be far fewer people running the full marathon than there were last year. I think that was a real warning.
Yeah, although I think some of the folks we know from last year are doing it again. And there are folks who are coming up from places a lot warmer than Maine who are threatening to do the full as well. So,
do you mean like Connecticut?
I'm talking like California, Texas, places that just don't even see temperatures close to what we get in Massachusetts, much less Maine. I mean, we're getting things are getting pretty cold here right now. I don't think it's as bad as Millinocket cold, but we're training in something that's feeling a little wintry to me. I don't know what some of those places a little further south are feeling, but, you know, to them, maybe 60s cold. Oof. It's a little chillier.
We even might get a little snow. Who knows?
I've been watching my iPhone. The minute that my iPhone caught up to next weekend, I've been staring at it and it's showing snow. Now, it doesn't give me the details yet. Like, it's not saying like, you know, a little at 3 a.m. and then we're good. Right now, there's just a big old snowflake for Saturday. So I'm wondering what that's going to be.
Probably just me.
Are you a big old snowflake, Peter?
You know how I am. Speaking of big old snowflake, Andrea Bonnie Gould, I know you're over there in the corner making art, as you always do, but could you say hi to everyone? They want to hear you.
So hello.
Plenty.
Or hi.
No, you're good. Thank you.
I'm good.
I was just thinking about how it was only a year ago that we all were in this room doing the anniversary party.
I know.
And that's where you came up with the Millinocket bus. Do you want to tell the people about the Millinocket bus 2017?
Yeah, there's going to be another Millinocket bus. It will not be the Toyota the Highlander that we are driving up in, but there will be a Millinocket bus. As I recall, a really smart person named Chris Heisler of Run Weston had kind of helped Brian out with setting sub goals for races. So not only was it kind of getting your PR, getting the time you're looking for, but it was what are you going to do? And so we had five goals for Millinocket. The first one was to get there. The second one was to record local folks. Third one was to scream, "How was your run today?" fan names. The fourth one was to eat local cuisine, of which we did a ton. And the fifth one was, of course, to get home safely.
So we met all those. So are we setting new sub-goals then for this year? Because I think our expectations, or mine are, my personal expectations are entirely different, but also like the whole thing is huge and we are going to know so many more people. I felt like it's a different kind of unknown. Last time it was a complete unknown. This time it's the kind of, what is the big change?
So for me going back, given the fact that I will be the non-runner out of the crew, I am really excited to continue to meet people in Millinocket and figure out how to kind of become like a brand ambassador for Millinocket. From the last time we were up there, along with kind of the the Blue Ox and the Scootic Inn, there's some really amazing things up there. You know, there's the Design Lab, there's Maine Heritage Timber. There is Timber Chic, which does these amazing little like peel and stick real wood bits of wood for your walls so you can kind of do some home decorating. Oh my gosh, the fire pit. There's this insane fire pit that you can get that's made by one of the logging companies. We might bring one home this year.
They had an excellent thing up on the socials. You know, don't go to stupid Jared's, get her a fire pit. So, you know, push that one for Christmas.
It's great. There's so many incredible small businesses and artists up there and just people who love the area and are hell-bent on figuring out how to make a go at it up there. And what's amazing about it is that there are so many, it's just inspiring. You go to the school gym and you get to look at all the people who are out there, and they're doing everything from baking amazing little pies to there's a guy who is hand drawing illustrations on elk horns. You know, it's all over the place. And there are people who are passionate about the place they live and what they do. And honestly, there's nothing more inspiring than being around people like that. And when you add a couple thousand runners in who are that passionate about just running, it's an amazing experience.
I'm actually really excited also to see all the things along the race route, because I saw the pictures, you know, of the mile markers and heard about the lady with the cookies and all the other things. So just to see that part of the town too, to see all the ways that people are watching the race and all the ways that they're supporting the runners. And now that you've sort of seen everything that was in the town last time, just to see how it's grown. So there's a restaurant. No, is it a bar that is also has books? Like, it's like a bookstore, library bar. I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time there.
Yes. Wait, this is the one with the truck on top?
Yes.
Oh, I missed all that in the socials. I just saw the restaurant with the truck on top is open and I stopped there.
There's books.
There you go.
So I'm good.
It's going
to
be...
I have to remember to run the race now because I may be a good...
Well, I'm excited that there's another place for me to kind of like hang out and chill with the kids while the race is going on.
I'm fascinated to see from the perspective of growth, what's going to be like in terms of... We all know that there's a huge influx of runners to the race, but what's the change in spectators? Because there was a fair amount of people... in the village center there where we, the park where we started the race, and then I sort of hung back and watched everybody go and spent 4 hours just hanging out watching people sing by the fire pit. But I think there's going to be hundreds of people there during the course of the race.
That's one of the things which, again, being the not runner, that I'm super excited for is to just see what the scene's like. I think that there will be a lot of people there. I think the fact that the weather forecast, while it's calling for snow, it's about 30 degrees warmer than it was last year. At least that's what they're predicting. I think it's going to be a really fun race scene. And what's cool is that there are going to be, I think, a ton of people. There may be a little bit less hovering around the fire pits, but who knows? Because, you know, 30 degrees is still kind of cold, but there will be a lot more people. And the thing which I'm really kind of nervous about is, like, how early do we have to get there to get parking anywhere near a place that we want to be? But, you know.
I think we're in the soup. I think it's a walking situation. I think we're all going to get stretched out nice. And I saw something about shuttle buses. Did you see that?
I did. I did not read the details yet, but we've got a long drive, and at some point we're not going to want to talk about things anymore. Although that's going to be interesting too. So last year we came up as two separate groups, the Goulds in one car and Peter and I in another car, and we met up there, and though we all stayed together, the whole like 5-6 hour drive was an entirely separate experience. And this time we're going as a crew. And so that's going to be interesting how long we can all really hang out together before things go south.
Did you really need to bring your pet parakeets?
They come with me to all my races, Brian. It's, if you can't work with my superstitions, I don't know why we're doing this. I mean, if you haven't figured this out by now, it's important to me.
So, but the best part about traveling up together, okay, there are going to be many, many, many best parts, but one is we're going to have to stop, and we're probably going to stop at one of the places that has a nice big Smokey the Bear statue. We took a few good pictures with those on the way up, and so we're going to be there, and we'll maybe get Peter hanging out with some of those, which will be pretty good.
I'm willing to face my fear. I'm willing to do it, but I need you all there with me. I can't do it by myself.
So we will be there with you, and yeah, we will be there with you when we sit there and we go, oh my God, how many hours have we been in the car for, and how many more hours north do we have to go?
Bears shouldn't wear pants, Brian. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's okay to have hats, but jeans are right out. He wears a belt too. Like, and he's got the shovel. Why, a bear wouldn't need a shovel. Can you imagine a bear wielding a shovel?
Come on, Bray.
Brian, can I stop this fireside chat for just a second? Because I think at this moment, it's imperative that all our listeners right now, headed up to Millinocket, already in Millinocket and everywhere else, stop and think about, wait a minute, I'm about to run a marathon that's going to be timed. I'm going to get official results from the Millinocket Marathon, right?
Yes, even the half marathon.
I could use those results when I fill out my profile with Health IQ. Those race results can help get me a better deal on a new life insurance policy.
That's right. Use that information when you do the Health IQ quiz or right, other lifestyle quizzes, and you can get additional savings by submitting your actual data, i.e. Millinocket race results.
Right. Race results, but you can also do other things. They take data from even something as simple as a screenshot from Strava, Runkeeper, the Nike app, Garmin, Map My Ride, Map My Run. I mean, if you're a cyclist and you're out there, you're doing 50 miles a week on a bike, they want to know that. If you're a runner doing at least 10 miles a week, they want to know that. If you've been in competition and you have race results from like the last 3 years and you're at a qualifying age, dude, this is going to save you some serious money.
Yeah, Health IQ can save customers up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. That's why all of those statistics and other information can get you a lower rate with Health IQ.
You mentioned lower rate. One thing that I have is a lower heart rate. For someone my size, you'd be thinking my heart's beating like a jackrabbit, but it's not. It's down in like the mid to high 40s. It's very low. And whenever I go see my doctor, she's like, how do you have such a low heart rate? And I said, well, it's because I do these long runs. I guess over the years that I've been doing it, my heart's just been conditioned, doesn't have to work as hard to move blood around my body. But a lot of time insurance companies don't want to see that. They think it's there might be something wrong with your heart. But Health IQ knows that's not true, that it's a sign of really high level of cardio. And that's a healthy thing. And that can help you get a better rate with these.
Right. Out of context, that statistic is could be interpreted as harmful. But Health IQ is smart enough to know with all this other information that you're a healthy person and you're more healthy than the average bear, may I say.
I hope to be.
Peter, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
You know, people who are approaching or in their middle decades may have a pre-existing condition. Can you still get special rates with Health IQ?
Of course you can. I mean, that's part of the benefit here. And that's why we're urging people to go check them out at healthiq.com/HWRT. You can manage and overcome chronic disease and illness by working really hard. And that's something that they actually celebrate. And they can absolutely help you find a special rate, even if you have a pre-existing condition.
Even sleep apnea or heart disease or diabetes, if you can overcome these, then you should be rewarded for all of that effort and your overall general health by getting a lower rate with Health IQ.
So go ahead, head out right now, healthiq.com/HWRT, or give them a call. And when speaking with an agent, please use the promo code HWRT and see if you qualify to get a special rate on your next life insurance policy. Now, let's get back to the fireside chat.
Come on, break.
But the other best part about the trip up is when you get to stop at like the random little like truck stop, little like mom and pop store that's not like a Dunkin' Donuts and not a Starbucks, is you're going up and like you find that there are these amazing little Maine products. Like there's some brand of potato chips that are Maine potato chips that I think have a pig on their label. And I recall we got them last year and they were pretty damn good. And the beef jerky, it's amazing.
All right, so you're going to go on a shopping spree. That's
Do I ever not go on a shopping spree?
That's a good point. It's a good point. Okay, so while we're running, you'll be manning the jerky station.
Yes.
And is that going to be one of the things you hand out to runners is jerky?
Strap on your feed bag. Come and get it.
Would that be a good running food?
Oh my God, yes. Well, aside from the fact that like, depending on how dry your mouth is, because, okay, there are different variations of jerky. Some jerky is kind of like
teriyaki.
Tender. No, not even before you get into flavors. Some jerky is kind of like cut a little bit thicker and it's chewy and it kind of melts in your mouth. And then you get like some jerky that like you kind of have to, it's like a hard candy. You got to kind of like suck on it, let the saliva get into it. And so depending on where you are running, jerky could be like this amazing thing that's like high salt and kind of helps you out when you need that. Or it could be gagging.
Anna, question coming off of the hot jerky topic. Quick quiz. This is your first half marathon, as we've said. Will you be trying jerky mid-race?
Well, now I have to consider it, but I'm probably going to just stick to the goo because I have not gotten turned off the goo. In fact, I don't think it's so bad yet. So I'm just going to enjoy that chocolatey gooness.
I'm going to try a new jerky flavor every mile.
So the answer then is that Anna got it right. Brian, you got it wrong.
I'm also going to have maple salt water.
Yeah.
And anything else anybody wants to put in my hand at the starting line, I'll try that during the race.
My point being that one of the rules is never try anything new on race day. Anna understands that because she's adhering to the training. You, Brian, are a shell of your former self.
Someone's going to give me a Frappuccino at mile 10.
Can you imagine a Frappuccino?
I don't even know what that is, but I like saying it. Frappuccino.
Quick update to Igor Babushkin. You said Frappuccino, and it reminded me that today, the day that we're recording this, I went for a run, and I actually fantasized about a food. And I don't know if it's because he put that thought in my mind for the first time ever, or if it's because I didn't eat anything for 6 hours and then went for a run like a total amateur. But I fantasized about a fried egg sandwich with cheese on it. When I actually made it, I added a little steak to it too, which is kind of like jerky, but fresher.
I'm sure Igor will be glad for your report.
I can't wait to see Igor Babushkin and give him a hug. He secretly told me at Thanksgiving time, Brian, and I didn't mention on the last show, that he would like to win the Crankle. Like really seriously wants to win it. And actually was asking me, could he be the odds out favorite for that?
Well, I mean, I'm glad he's been thinking about it and training for it. And how's his pace coming? I mean, there's some good runners who are coming up.
I'm going to say this about Igor. He's a very solid runner.
Yeah.
In body shape.
Right.
He's very solid.
Is he a Clyde Army member?
Yeah.
Clyde Army.
Deep Clyde Army?
Yeah, I would say that he is a full-fledged member of the Clyde Army. I don't want to speak for him because you never want to label somebody Clyde Army without their sort of approval.
You just did, actually.
Yeah, well, he's Clyde. So I will say this.
Yeah.
I think he could win. the Crankle 2K for 2017, second annual HWRT Crankle 2K in the Clyde Army category?
Well, you know, there's many factors. It's incredibly dark. There's very little light during this race.
Right.
There could be snow and ice hazards. A car door could open because there's parked cars everywhere. This is completely unsanctioned. There's no protection.
Uncovered manhole.
So, you know, a
anvil falls from the blacksmith shop.
What I'm trying to say is someone who really wanted to win
could make it
probably make it
could
happen.
Make it happen.
Yeah, you know, I know a guy who could help you do that.
I bet you Igor knows a few guys who could help you. That's my guess.
Too topical.
Fine. So good luck, Igor. We'll see you out there. Now, Anna, true or false, the rumor that you may or may not be running the Crankle.
True or false that I may or may not? That's pretty much... I think that's all of the above. I may or may not. And yes, that is true. I am thinking that I will not for two reasons. One, I really am anxious about my knee, which, like the rest of me, hates being cold and seems to get angry at me when I make it do things when it's extra cold. So if I'm going to try to finish the half on the next day and try to at least not walk the entire thing, I may want to take the night off for myself. Also, because we have such a large field of runners coming, we are thinking about how we're going to help set up that course and lead people through it. And so we may need all hands on deck from our own little HWYRT crew to make sure that everybody else has at least a semi-safe race. I mean, we can't do much about the dark, the cold, the ice, the manholes, but, you know, there's little things that the rest of us can do to help things along. So I'm thinking I'm going to be crew for this one.
And Andy, you, due to your injury, clearly not running the half marathon, but also going to pass on the Crankle 2K?
So if I didn't know that even doing the Crankle 2K would probably set me back about a month, I'd probably be out there also trying to crazily do the half because I'm going to have so much FOMO. So I think my biggest problem for the Crankle 2K is going to be situating myself in a space so that I have zero incentive whatsoever to run or do anything that is going to hurt myself. So I might actually spend the Crankle 2K in the Blue Ox.
I don't believe that for a second. I think that's a lie, but that's okay. I am going to also say at this moment that just because of the size of the race now, I believe I have to be on administrative duties and will take myself out of the running, quite literally, only to give Igor a sporting chance because I would dominate him so easily. And I think he's thankful for that. And the $20 he gave me doesn't hurt either. But Brian, you're really the only one I'm questioning because you say one thing, you do another often, let your hip be your guide, all those things. Will you be running the Crankle 2K?
Peter, last year my excuse was that, one, I was running the marathon the next day, and so I wasn't going to run the Crankle 2K.
Right.
And I had also laid out the route, so I knew where the turnaround was, so I wanted to be at the halfway point. Peter, this year it may be my hand people slap in order to finish the race. We'll see.
Well, there will be...
No promises. I'll keep you all in suspense.
Well, there will be some secret sauce that's happening at the turnaround. We're not going to reveal that just now. That's really only for people who are going to actually be in attendance and who have signed up via the Eventbrite online. But a little something special will happen at the halfway point of the race. And then, of course, at the end...
Halfway point in a 2K. Blink and you miss it.
Oh, that's 1K. Oh, okay, turn around. There we go. And then at the end, we'll have an award ceremony full of pageantry. But really, the thing that we're most excited about is that composer Jeff Cronenberg, who cannot make it to Millinocket this year, but has massive FOMO, So he might be coming up in future installments. He decided to create an original work for the race, and we're going to be playing it live over some sort of PA system in the middle of the night.
Or my car speakers.
Done, whatever. Yes, he composed an original theme to the Crankle 2K. It's beyond our wildest dreams. Would you say that that's true?
I can't sleep anymore. It's so good. Forget my wildest dreams. I'll never dream again. Peter, we've put the lyrics on the show notes. I can't wait to unveil this to everyone.
I have been humming it ever since I heard it. Well, okay, humming's not correct. I've been singing the lyrics ever since I heard it. It's so catchy. I love it so much.
Yes, we're going to make everyone sing along to it live at the Crankle. If you cannot completely sing it all the way through, you're not allowed to run.
I don't think that's the way we should.
Nope. It's one of the rules.
Hold the entry.
You actually have to sing it while you're running the entire distance.
Hence why I won't be running the Crankle 2K.
No, no one wants you singing. That's true. So we're going to go now because we have to get going and do this race. We have to enjoy this weekend.
Peter,
we have
to running the Millinocket right now.
I know. And we're bringing all these people with us. So exciting.
But let's go.
But we'll be, we're not ready yet.
Oh.
But we'll be back.
Let's go.
But we'll be back in a week.
Can we go?
With on the boots, what? With boots on the ground.
And braces on the hip.
No, that won't have happened yet.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, right. But, yeah. No, that's, oh, man.
There's no downtime, baby.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, I'm actually having the operation in Millinocket. Efficiency.
Gary Allen, race director, is going to perform the surgery on your hip.
The man can do anything.
He can do anything.
Anything he sets his mind to.
Anything he wants to. So we'll be back with boots on the ground reporting from the scene in just a short week. But while you wait, please listen to this song every day.
And find $30 to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, really. But I mean, it supports the show and the shirts. It's the shirts in the show, man.
Peter, press play. Peter, let's just recap the most important parts of the weekend coming up. We've got the Crankle 2K at 7 p.m. at the Blue Ox Saloon, outside the Blue Ox Saloon up there at Veterans Park in Millinocket.
Yes.
Listen for the Crankle 2K theme blaring out at the beginning of that race. Also, after the half marathon is complete, we will slowly be making our way over to the Moose Drop Inn in order to set up our podcasting chamber. And anyone and everyone is invited over to have a little podcast interview, have a little sit down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you.
It's a great store. There's many things to purchase there, including exclusive shirts from the Moose Drop Inn, and is a great place to see the last runners coming through for the half and the full. It's going to be a hub of activity, including our Little Here show. So please stop by. We'll be there between 1 and 5 p.m. on Saturday.
And the other thing you'll be able to do at the Moose Drop Inn is purchase a HWYRT emblem and have that adhered to any piece of clothing you want, really. But it'd be great to do your Millinocket Marathon t-shirt with that.
That's correct. And all the proceeds from that will be going to a local fuel company that provides discounted fuel to residents who can't afford fuel all through the winter.
And that's important because you know why?
Why?
Brr, baby, it's cold outside.
No. No.
Come sit by my fire.
Ah, this is tough stuff, man. No. No.
Your hair smells like cheese.
Oh, I don't know what's happening right now.
So we've laid out all our plans, but despite best laid plans, things happen. So in case you're heading up to Millinocket and you want to be part of any of the HWYRT plans, events, all the fun things we've been talking about, keep an eye on the socials. So if anything changes, we will be posting it on Twitter, maybe Facebook. We'll try to put it everywhere. Also, if you're not in Millinocket, we'll still be posting other fun things so that you can live a little through the socials and see what's happening as we're there. Keep an eye out.
And I would throw down a challenge to our listening audience who will not be available to be on site in Millinocket. Our sat stat chat while we're racing, I want to see it filled with pictures of people elsewhere. I want to feel FOMO for everybody else. That's what I want.
I already have FOMO. Hey.
Hey.
This has been episode 108 of How Is Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Thank you to our very special guests, social media guru Anna Brooks, and artist in residence, Andrea Bonnie Gould.
And a tremendously large thank you to the immensely talented composer Jeff Cronenberg, who does all our music, but has now given Maine their new state anthem in the Crankle 2K.
Thank you also to our sponsor, Health IQ. Use promo code HWYRT when you call them for special rates on life insurance.
Or fill out your profile at healthiq.com/HWYRT.
Hey, I want to see everybody on Sat Stat Chats. If you're not in Millinocket, if you are going to be there, can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see everybody. Please bring your headlamps for the Crankle and be sure to come see us and purchase one of the very limited long sleeve HWYRT tech shirts. We'll see you up there.
Buy them now. They won't last long.
Does anybody need to say anything else to anybody in this show?
I want to continue to give a shout out to Maine Heritage Timber. Oh my gosh, do you guys need like a new kitchen table or like a cool little side table or something like that? These guys go out and in the rivers around Millinocket, they find old logs that have been sitting at the bottom of the river for God knows how long. And then they create these amazing pieces of furniture out of them. I mean, last year we bought like a breakfast and bed tray, which we now use as our coffee tray. And I cherish it. And like, I completely can't wait to see what we're going to get to see this year. And let's see. If you like jewelry, there's a really cool silversmith who I wish I had her name.
Oh, I just saw that on Instagram. I think it's Suzanne over at Northlight Gallery.
She's making this really nice little necklace that has Katahdin in the background. And like, look, like you can donate to the library in town or Arcaton. And there's just like tons of stuff going on up there. I mean, crap, there's a restaurant with a freaking logging truck on top of it. I mean, you got to go and you got to do your stuff there. Oh my God, I just remembered. Ugly sweater contest in Millinocket before Christmas. That just sounds amazing.
Running mittens, get out your wrist warmers, get out your finger warmers.